This is the Daily Refill, a project of Alatea.org. These are the stories you need to start your day.
This is Father Patrick Mary Briscoe, the editor-in-chief of Alatea.org. And today, the church remembers the great saint, Pope St. Leo IX. So technically, we're still in our great celebration of Easter. And if you were to go to Catholic Mass today, all of the rites for the Mass would be the same as Easter. We'd be celebrating little Easters. But I couldn't let the memory of Leo IX go unnoticed. So who was this great saint? Well, he was a pope, obviously, Pope St. Leo IX, who led a synod to work for reform of the clergy. When did he live? Well, he lived right at the turn of the millennium. Not in the year 2000, but in the year 1000. So historians tell us that Pope St. Leo IX lived from about 1002 to 1054. Bruno was born in the Alsace region of France. He was a member of the imperial family. So this tells us that he's a nobleman of some standing. As a young man, he became a canon of the cathedral. And surprisingly, he later led a group of soldiers during a military campaign led by his relative Emperor Conrad II. Named a bishop in 1026, he served his diocese for 20 years. During that time, he got a reputation that he was an energetic reformer. He led the renewal of clergy and monasteries throughout his diocese. So when Pope Damasus II died in 1048, Bruno was chosen to succeed him and crowned pope in 1049. That's when he took the name Leo IX. He entered the city of Rome dressed as a pilgrim. That same year, he led a synod to work for the renewal of the Roman clergy throughout the world as pope. So he got a reputation as a reformer in his local diocese and then continued to enact reform at that time, a time when the church greatly needed reform from Rome. As pope, he removed many priests, abbots, bishops, and cardinals who had been appointed to their positions through simony, that is, buying church offices, or through nepotism. He also worked to limit the power of nobles over the appointments of church leaders. At the time, these appointments could be very political, of course. His advisors included Hildebrand, who later became Pope Celestine V and is honored as a saint, and Saint Peter Damian. Despite his success as a reformer, Leo IX was a controversial figure. He was sometimes criticized for his involvement in secular politics, which some historians claim helped bring about the Great Schism, that is, that separation, that division between the Catholic and Orthodox churches.
Coming up, we have news and an inspirational story. But if you'd like to read more about today's feast, reflect on the daily Mass readings, and learn new ways to pray, visit alatea.org, where you can also sign up for our newsletter. That's alatea.org.
Sister Mary of Jesus was recently approved for canonization thanks to an amazing miracle. The church will have a new saint in this foundress of the Capuchins of the Immaculate Conception of Lourdes. She was born in Palermo in 1852 and died in Senesi in 1923. The consistory that approved the canonization of Sister Mary of Jesus was held on March 4th with the Pope presiding. The Church's formal process of canonization, which attests that the saint is in heaven and intercedes for us, generally requires the witness of two miraculous actions attributed to the saint's intercession. One miracle is required for beatification, and the second for canonization. For Sister Mary of Jesus, the miracle for her beatification is particularly surprising. A workman fell from a skylight he was building from a height of 23.5 feet. As he was passing from one side to the other, the board on which he was walking broke, and he fell onto the central point of the future chapel where the body of the Mother Foundress was going to be placed. This young man who fell from 36.5 feet onto concrete wasn't hurt. He fell face down with his hands over his face, got up, looked over himself, and had no injuries. The other workers came down thinking they'd found a corpse, but seeing him safe and sound, they immediately declared, "The Mother Foundress has taken you in her arms." Immediately rushed to the hospital, physicians confirmed that he was unharmed by the fall. Sister Mary of Jesus, pray for us.
Stick around because we have an inspirational story to share. You can discover today's top Catholic news stories and rich, insightful commentary composed by leading Catholic journalists at alatea.org. Or download the Alatea app to your smartphone or tablet. available on Apple and Android devices.
Aaron, Aldo, Alonso Andres, and Maria Rodriguez Morales say serving at MAFS has changed their lives. The five children were born on March 1st, 2004. They're quintuplets, a miracle of life and a miracle of God. They define themselves as a gift from God. They've been altar servers for 10 years in their parish church in Mexico. When asked about their childhood, one of the things that they all remember is how much fun they had growing up because they were never alone. With each other's company, with the love of their parents, their lives have been filled with fun, with faith in God, and with their parents' example of loving God at all times. The siblings will never forget all the games they've shared, from pillow fights to turning the furniture in the house upside down to create obstacle courses. These games formed them little by little to understand each other and to teach them to help each other. Another thing very important to the set of five quintuplets, they've always been responsible and very united, even though school has divided them into separate groups. They remember walking to school together, accompanying each other, and taking care of each other when arriving and leaving. The five children have served at Mass for a very long time. And when it comes to altar service, the boys recognize that Mario, the only girl of the quintuplets, is the leader. She's the one who instructs the others for their different roles, such as carrying the candlesticks and the high cross or the censer. For them, serving God at the altar is unique. It's a special activity that has changed their lives. They also remember how special it was when they made their first communion and confirmation. They say that it's a blessing that each has their own godparents. Five pairs of godparents have accompanied them for each sacrament. It's a wealth of companionship, a true richness for their parents. For the children, it's a wealth of blessings. The quintuplets feel great emotion and pride when they share how they were born. They tell how their parents had been trying to get pregnant for more than 5 years without success. They went to various doctors, but they couldn't promise anything. So their parents prayed with faith to God for the miracle of being parents. The quintuplets explained that their father asked God for at least one child. Their mother asked God for five children, as many as he might send. Incredibly, God granted them all at the same time. That's why these children consider themselves a miracle.
Visit Alatea for inspiring Catholic news, spirituality, and lifestyle content. Keep up to date with the latest stories by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. To receive Alatea straight to your inbox each day, sign up for our daily newsletter by visiting Alatea, Aletea.org.
This show is a production of the Spoke Street Media Podcast Network. For more great podcasts, visit SpokeStreet.com.